up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one...
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's...
Your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and at it, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
So she's in HR also, watching the entire thing go down.
Right.
Pause. My play.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
Conor McGregor sent her D-pics.
Conor McGregor.
Unsolicited.
Just like ChatBGT, whatever the hell
Chat
it is.
ChatBRIT.
Yep. Here's an update on Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor is still send penis photos to unsuspecting people. Conor McGregor really gets around.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Okay, so can I just randomly go to people's houses if I'm walking and I'm tired?
They're not businesses.
But also, a lot of people just put out.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
Shime, you look like you're ChatBRITing over there.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I was just seeing if she was interested in the Red Sox at all.
I believe in Craig Breslow.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo!
It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Oh, it's so nice to have everybody back together again. Hello and good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Oh, I'm
Curtis,
so happy.
Welcome back.
Oh, Greg, I can't tell you how happy I am to be here.
Well, there is a text awaiting you right now on the Subaru of New England text line that says, I'm not ready for Curtis's negativity, but he's back from paradise. He may be a different man.
Yeah.
Could be a different man.
Does that person realize the irony?
Curtis, you should just say mahalo.
I mean, I have been overtaken by the mahalo spirit. I have to say it was a beautiful, beautiful 2 weeks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. It is... I recommend it highly. Hawaii is a frame of mind. Unbelievable place.
Wow, and Ireland looked great, Courtney.
Ireland was awesome. The start of the trip with the wedding was perfect. Really, really fun. Was nice to be with all of my friends. And then my parents coming. It was just, it's a trip that I'll never forget, you know? Like, it's memories that I'll have with my parents that I'll cherish forever.
There you go.
Did you run into Conor McGregor at all?
I did not. Okay. I saw he was on a beach in, like, Miami with some girl doing things that he shouldn't be doing while having a fiance.
Well,
Conor don't care.
No, I don't think he cares. Well, we missed you. Curtis, questions about whether your arrival back in the States coincided with that Red Sox loss on Friday?
I wish. I was in Hawaii until Saturday evening, so I got back yesterday morning on a red eye. But I can we just get one thing out of the way?
Sure.
We undersell the adult Disney problem. I cannot state just how psychotic these people are. We went to Disneyland on 4th of July. God, I've been gone a while. And there is a Minnie house and a Mickey house. You go in, you wait in line. It's a well-oiled machine. And while we're waiting in line, there are all these adults. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, they're just waiting for Mackenzie to finish the teacups. She's going to arrive, and then they'll meet them. Grown adults taking pictures with Mickey and Minnie and getting autographs.
Yeah. Did they have the mouse ears on?
They did.
Yeah.
Like, that, I feel like Darwin screwed up. Like,
that is Ken Laird.
I'm serious. seriously, I'm like, I have so many questions for you as a grown adult getting an autograph from Mickey Mouse.
Did you hear us discuss the app?
No.
Oh, you missed out.
That's why you brought that up.
This was in the news last week.
There's an app that has launched.
No.
Which allows Disney adults, solo attendees at Disney, to hook up with each other randomly on the app while they are at Disney.
Oh, kind of brilliant. Honestly, I wish I had come up with that. Well, because a lot of them go single.
Right.
And they're looking for somebody with shared interests.
That's what I said.
A lot of them have never had sex. So
Have a great day down at Typhoon Lagoon.
It's perfect. It really.
And just one other note. There is an issue with the motorized carts at Disney. Just because you're 300 pounds doesn't mean you're entitled to a cart. It was a madhouse. I had never been to Disneyland, I guess, since I was like five. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was something that we goofed on, that there were adults that went there.
Mm.
And it's legitimately people, it's like an autograph line, people cutting in front of a four-year-old to meet Daffy Duck.
Almost as soon as you left, your beloved Red Sox went on an absolute heater, Curtis.
Oh.
And so the question has been, how would Curtis feel about his Red Sox upon his return?
When was the duck boat parade? I missed it.
No, you missed that. It hasn't happened yet.
It was unbelievable. You know how in Moneyball, the pinnacle of the movie is when they win like 15 games in a row, and you're like, who cares? No, it was great. I'm glad we have a summer of baseball, but
yeah.
I don't think it is in any way a sign that they're going to win the World Series, unfortunately. But it was a great – I mean, the crochet was at Sunday, right? He had the shutout?
Yeah.
Or eight innings, whatever it was.
Eight.
Yes.
It was a great, great, great weekend for the Red Sox. He is an unbelievable acquisition, but
– they failed their first part of the test, though.
Right.
Well,
losing those two, not good.
Yeah, that's not the way you want it. But listen, the bats, you know, they didn't get it going until yesterday in the, what, seventh inning or something like that.
No.
So we'll hold off on this one here and see what they do against Philly. And then if they lose against Philly, then...
You said it a billion times last week and the week before. It's about these three teams here.
Yep.
And how you do against these three teams when it comes to how in you're going to be.
Yeah.
And so, number one, experiment number one, didn't go the way you wanted it to go.
Giant F.
No, it's not an F. I mean,
I mean, you failed.
No, if you got swept, you would. That's an F.
It was a D plus.
I mean,
all right.
I'm going to give him a D minus.
All right, I can go with that. If you got a D minus because you got one. Yeah. All right, but you
picked up the steam at the very end, so that's why I'm giving them the plus. Yeah. You know, you hope you keep that momentum going into
Philly. We'll find out.
I mean, it takes a little while to get back in the groove. Yeah. I mean, I feel like Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer are still on Nantucket somewhere on a double date with some Nantucket girls.
Yeah, they still smash
good video.
Takes them a little while to get back in the groove. All right. Also, so we have socks to talk about this morning. Also, do we have time? Did you in fact challenge Scheim while you were in Ireland? And does that mean match number two is coming?
You know what? I don't want to talk too big of a game. I felt so good on the links.
Where were you playing?
Waterville.
Where is this? Okay.
This is Waterville.
Uh-huh. Where is that in Ireland?
In Waterville. It's west side.
Okay.
It was about 2 hours from Adair where we were staying. It was like 4 hours from Dublin.
I mean, honestly, if you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, and you should be, that is a beautiful swing, and it looks like one that could do some damage at Granite Links in match number two. So, if the challenge was issued, Scheim has accepted it. That's what I am asking.
I would like to play against Scheim. Now, am I saying it's a slam dunk? No, I felt it was the best nine I've ever played. We can only play nine because the weather got so bad.
What'd you shoot?
52, which for me, somebody who only plays once a year, was
all
great.
Right. Okay,
for me.
Okay.
I just felt good.
All right.
And the weather was really bad. But so Scheim could giggle in the back. That's fine.
I'm not giggling.
But you issued the challenge, so you got to stand on business.
I mean,
you're kind of waffling a little bit.
Well, I said I would have beat Scheim, If Scheim played like how he played against Greg and I played how I played that day, I would beat him.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get that same Scheim or not. He may have overcome the pre-match butterflies or whatever it was.
Hold the flies.
I don't. Curtis, if you had to pick one now, who would you pick?
Courtney in a landslide.
Really?
Yeah. Anybody that's that honest about a 52 in a rainstorm in Ireland, I trust more than the guy that says he's Scheffler.
Okay.
I never said I was Scheffler. Come on now.
Well, you did have that tweet once during the Open where it was like 90. They're just like us. So.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Like the guy at the Open, Jacob Slavolison, who hit one out of bounds to the right, one out of bounds to the left, and then finally hit one down the middle.
Do you agree do you agree with the texter who texted almost immediately at the start of the show this morning that Scottie Scheffler winning golf tournaments is boring?
Yeah, so I'm going to this is actually going to be part of my lead. I want to talk about Scottie today, but yes, it is in fact boring the way he does it compared to like how Tiger did it.
It is also worth noting that he's 29. Like the best thing about seeing the greatest of all time is watching the others follow and fail in terms of reaching the zenith. And Scheffler has four. He should be getting a Grand Slam next year, which is amazing, because we just saw that with Rory. But he has to win 12 more majors. He has to average two the next 6 years to get ahead of Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
he has to have the longevity of like Davis Love III if he wants any chance at even coming sniffing Tiger Woods.
Right.
Like I understand why people are comparing them, but like it's not quite the same.
They're comparing their possible accomplishments, but not the way Tiger moved the needle. And
right.
Yeah, they're very similar time-wise.
Okay.
Like if you look at being 1,917 days into a professional golf career.
Scotty took a lot longer to get on the professional golf scene than Tiger did, because Scotty went to college for 4 years and all that stuff, whereas Tiger was, you know, winning Masters when he was like 19 or whatever it was.
Okay.
So
yeah. All right. Well, Sox with a win yesterday and limping out of Chicago, and you can talk about that all morning long. We will get the rest of the British Open results coming up during Trending with Courtney momentarily. Our leads in about 15 minutes or so at around 6:30, and then they set it at 7:20, and that is a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. We will definitely discuss what one British Open participant says Keegan Bradley left in some of the fellas' lockers over the weekend. So that is coming up, among other things, during They Said It. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning, and Hill Notes at 9:20. And you can leave a Hill Note on any topic, whatever is on your mind right now or anytime this morning on the Odyssey app. I don't know about the Jackson 5. Curtis, we made several attempts at the Jackson 5 with Jackson in your absence.
How'd it go?
Well, he's still fine-tuning it.
Yeah.
He loves to answer his own questions.
That's kind of what he does, is he kind of asks a question of the room and then answers it immediately.
Yeah.
But
I got a lot of great people reaching out saying the show sounded amazing. Friday, I got a bunch of Jackson frustration. I don't know with something specific. The show was over at 4 a.m. where I was, so I missed a bunch. But yeah, I guess he was making news, or
Jackson. He was running a little late. He ran a little late on Friday.
Yeah, the excuses weren't great, but we're working on those.
Was workshop it another those. Shower situation?
Right. No.
Nope. Just slept through three alarms.
Yes, he sets three alarms, and he slept through all of them.
Yeah.
So, was his sound on?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know about
I guess so.
That.
Was his alarm white noise?
No, he needs one of those things where it looks like the sun's coming in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gets one of those.
I'll try to get him one of those.
My cousin lives out there, so he said he could beat on his door and get him up.
Oh.
My cousin lives in Dedham now.
Well, I'm glad I wasn't here, because that would have made me nervous. If you didn't hear from him, I always go to the worst case scenario. Like,
why is that?
Just me.
Yeah. So you always
Doomsday.
You always assume
something
worst.
Happened in the middle of the night. Is he in the hospital?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know. So I'm glad he's okay.
He would have been the first male killed by the serial killer.
No, smiley face is all guys.
No, the new one.
The new one, yeah.
Yeah, the new one that you're really panicked about.
Whatever happened to that, the New England serial killer?
I think he's still out there. Or she's still out there.
I think he was late on Friday.
All right, if you would like to be on, the number to call is 617-779-7937. Same number that you can text on anytime this morning. And here she is, back from Ireland, our queen with what is trending first thing this morning.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. And good morning to Mike and Patrick, our caddies at Waterville. They said they were going to tune in this morning.
Oh,
they
excellent.
Were very intrigued by the show. So oh. I believe they are listening this morning.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. The Red Sox.
I hope you took care of them at the end of the round.
My dad certainly did. Oh. Yeah. I don't really know how to do all of that.
I,
you know?
I see. Yeah. Leave the tipping to the Mets.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
That's a good philosophy to have.
Yeah. Yes. The Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to the Cubs over the weekend. They avoid the sweep yesterday with a 6-1 win. Garrett Crochet went 6 innings, giving up a run on 8 hits while striking out 5. Willier Abreu had a 2-run homer to get the Sox up 2-1 in the 7th and followed that up with a solo homer in the 8th, while Alex Bregman had a pinch hit 3-run homer to get the Sox to 5-1 in the 8th. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The Sox now in Philly, 6:45 first pitch with Walker Buehler getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 5:45 for the Mass Mutual pregame show.
Why can't we get players like Schwarber on the Red Sox?
Scottie Scheffler takes the Open Championship, finishing 17 under overall at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. Scheffler wrapped his final round with a 68. And some terrible news in college football as Ole Miss freshman Corey Adams died in a mass shooting that injured 4 others in Saturday in Tennessee. Still no suspects have been arrested in that. The other 4 are in non-critical condition. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play.
Greg, were you able to get over the cancellation of Colbert? Because I had a great trip, but it ruined it. I really was down for like 2 days.
I can't believe that they operated that show for several years, losing $40 million a year.
Never have I seen something explain the decision better than the people that were outraged about his dismissal.
Mm.
That trending also brought to you by Shaw's. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and much more. See full savings claim details at shaws.com/lower prices and starmarket.com/lower prices. Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping and get rewarded. That is what's trending. Our leads coming up next.
Coming up momentarily, we will launch our leads, or at least some of them. Everybody is back. The band is back together. Curtis back from Hawaii. Courtney back from Ireland. Courtney, 508 texter on the Subaru of New England text line, says happy employment anniversary. Is today your employment anniversary here at WEEI?
That would make sense. I know it's in July, and I know it's like mid-late. So, yeah, right. That would 7/21. Oh. Happy 4 years.
Wow. It flew by.
Wow.
It really did.
I'm officially a college graduate on
there
the show.
There you go.
Greg rigged it.
That particular listener remembers because it is their birthday. So happy birthday.
Long way to get there.
happy
and
birthday.
Speaking of birthdays, what a weekend from you. I sent you a few messages, but boyfriend of the year.
Oh, well, thank you.
Did you see what he did for Lindsay?
It. What happened?
It's Lindsay's birthday this week.
Yeah.
They were at Ocean Cliff in Newport.
Yes, we were. Very nice hotel. Ocean Cliff. Beautiful place.
Did you have lunch atop an East Coast metal roof?
They went to Bowen, 22 Bowen.
Yeah.
They had this unbelievable meal that was like pink little pillows everywhere and nice floral arrangements.
Yes. I picked the entire table setting out, and it was color coordinated to match my outfit.
Color me impressed.
I mean,
I saw them on a boat. Though.
Yeah, yep, they did a boat day. Yeah,
I want to thank my guy Lee, took me out on the boat down there.
You are baby Dino.
So, Curtis, I paid for everything.
All right,
I believe me, I paid for everything.
Amen.
But we had a marvelous time in Newport.
Really
underrated
nice.
Newport. I
Beautiful.
Don't go there as much as I should. It was, and I would argue that Saturday was the best day weather-wise of the entire summer so far. I know that's a bold statement, but it was just perfect weather. So it was excellent. Now, I may have to change the subject of my lead, because I have received some information regarding a douche move and a ruling that is required on a douche move. Douche move
perpetrated by somebody on this radio program.
Wow.
So, is that okay if I change the subject of my lead?
Fine with me.
Okay. Somebody who is a part of the staff here.
Okay.
On the show. So, all right. And a reminder on Hill Notes, we're going to play those back at 9:20 this morning, so you can leave one at any time. But let's go, Sean. Let's get going here.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
This is not a nice text message on the Subaru of New England text line, but I will read it anyway. It says, Curtis, did you see Greg on the boat eating from a bag of pink frosting? And no, I am not. I'm not. There were no pink substances of any kind, and it certainly was not frosting.
No twerking either, huh?
There was none of that.
Honestly, I think we should all have whatever was in that baggie. He's ready to play Wednesday.
I know. Can you imagine?
No.
Like, honestly, I don't know if it's modern medicine or whatever it is, but yeah. Steph Diggs being ready and there for you on week one is
awesome. It's bananas.
It's bonus. Kendrick
Bourne, same injury a year before, and I mean, he didn't get back to what, week six, week
yeah.
seven? So
awesome.
We went from the TB12 method to the twerking method.
That's it. Cardi B will do that to you.
Yeah. Leads are brought to you by Subaru. Make this Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shime.
Good morning, Greg. So yesterday morning, actually, Scottie Scheffler became your champion golfer of the year as he won the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland. This is now his fourth career major victory. He had two this year, winning the PGA Championship earlier in the year and then finishing it off with the Open, and then he's a two-time Masters champion. All he needs left is the U.S. Open to claim the career Grand Slam, and people are just constantly comparing him, what he's doing in the time frame that he's doing it, to Tiger Woods, and I get it. Like, I understand it from an accomplishment perspective in this short amount of time. But there also needs to be some sort of like a 10,000-foot view here, because what Tiger did, the impact Tiger had, was so much different than what Scottie's doing. Scottie is a phenomenal golfer. He is the best golfer in the world. He's, outside of Tiger, the best golfer I've ever seen. He doesn't make stupid mistakes, and when he can putt, he's the best player on the planet by a large, large margin. The difference is that Tiger Woods was a whole different entity that the sport had never really seen. He was charismatic. He had this kind of energy that was, he had a showmanship to him when he played, the club twirls, the excited screams, the fist pumps, all of it.
He was the horniest to ever play on the tour.
It's true. And it was, it's just so much different in that regard. What
Do you think he has that in his trophy case?
Yes, probably does.
But I just find it hilarious that the guy who was having an existential crisis that we played on the show last week decided to just go out and run away with the Open Championship. That's the difference between Scottie and every other golfer on the planet, is he doesn't care if he wins, but he's going to go out and do it anyways.
Right.
Do you think longevity is going to have anything to do with it at the end of the day, though, Shime? Like,
100%.
I understand Tiger Woods' different stratosphere when it comes to what he did for the game of golf, but can Scottie Scheffler do it at this level much longer than Tiger Woods did?
So,
like, if he doesn't have a massive downfall, then
I do think that some of the stuff that Tiger dealt with shortened his career a little bit,
100%, and affected some of his like winning percentages and stuff like that, because he was playing injured a lot and dealing with things that normal golfers don't deal with. And so, I mean, if Scottie is playing at this level for, you know, a decade, then yeah, maybe he'll sniff Tiger's title
accomplishments.
Number.
Like,
yeah, but the impact that Tiger had on the sport will always be far, far greater than anything Scottie Scheffler does.
There have been a lot of golfers, not thousands, but a handful, who have gotten where Scheffler is now.
Okay,
meaning you had a guy.
About 24.
You had Spieth, who was the best golfer in the world until the par 3 at Augusta, and then he pooped his pants.
Brooks had a point in time where he was amazing.
Unbeatable. Brooks Koepka, he's going to catch Tiger. It's the same thing with, like, where Mahomes is. There have been not a lot, but there was Montana, there was Aikman, there was Bradshaw, there was Brady. A lot of guys have gotten to 3 or four. What the next is that you have to keep it going and maintain it for another decade. That's what separates Tiger from everybody else.
So to answer Courtney's question, you would say no.
No.
He won't.
I mean, now, if everything continues, of course. I mean, he looks unbelievable, but I don't know who the next great golfer is. And another thing that Tiger did is he made the field much better because of the amount of people he brought to the game. It's much more difficult today than it was when Tiger got into the sport in the mid-90s because people were all fat.
I just think, though, when you compare timetables, like Scotty became pro in 2018.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're looking at 7 years already under his belt. And Tiger, you said mid-90s, and his decline really started in, what, 2007 was the big Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think Tiger started his career late 90s, and then, 2007, 2008 is kind of when he started to have that downfall. And, I mean, he still won the Masters in, what was that, 2016, 2017, something like that? So, I mean, Tiger even still had success late in his career.
And fun fact about Tiger, more consecutive days on the cover of the Post following the cheating scandal than 9/11.
Wow.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and then you have the whole argument, which we dipped into briefly at the start of the show, which is like this 603 texter from New Hampshire says, Scheffler is so lame, no charisma, no enthusiasm, and Tiger had all of that and more.
100%. That's the difference. Tiger had an impact on the sport. As Curtis said, Tiger brought people to the sport. Scotty literally told us last week he has zero interest in inspiring the next generation of golfers. Mm. He just goes out. He's a psycho. He loves to play golf, and he'll just continue to win tournaments, even though at the end of the day, it doesn't really mean all that much to him.
No drama with his name, Scotty. Is that his name?
Yep.
No drama.
You love the drama.
I mean, that's what brings eyeballs to the television.
Yeah, that's why you love the WNBA.
Oh, man. That's the drama. That's like Real Housewives of...
What did you think of those ladies showing up and playing yesterday with shirts that said, pay us what we are owed?
I thought the owners were going to show up with shirts and say, wait a second.
we're not making any money.
Yeah, we're not making any money. Please.
Make some money. The owners should add shirts on that said, please find a way to make us some money. Yeah.
They got to be making more than they were, 2 years ago, three years ago.
They probably are, the ladies. I don't know. What's the average WNBA salary?
1.3, I believe.
The average?
Yeah.
1.3 million?
No.
I believe it's 1.3 or 1.2.
I think it's probably in its 70s or something.
No. It's not anywhere near.
I bet it's probably in the 70s.
Like 75 grand.
The average WNBA salary for the 2024 season was $147,745.
Yeah. I had my comma in the wrong spot.
No, you were talking about total revenue for the league is 1.3 million.
But could somebody on ESPN state openly as this was transpiring that the league is hemorrhaging cash?
Yeah, no, they don't see that.
Doesn't matter, Curtis.
But it's just so dishonest.
It doesn't matter. This is a generational thing. These people are like, I want my money.
Mm-hmm.
Pay me my money or I'm going to work remotely.
No, but boy, Portnoy said they should be getting paid more. Said the league is white hot.
Okay. I mean,
the salary cap in 2025 is per team is 1.5.
Okay.
Right. So.
Yeah. I mean, I do think there's interest that is growing.
Yes.
In the league. I don't know what.
In Caitlin Clark.
In Caitlin Clark. And at some point, maybe that will pay off when it comes to the salaries. But it's not.
It's going to take a while for them to get there. By the time they get there, Caitlin will be long gone and retired.
you have to be patient with things like that.
Yes.
All right. Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Greg. Great to be here. I missed you all, genuinely. 54 and 47. That would be the Red Sox record today. That would be the Red Sox record at this point last season. And that would be the Red Sox record at this point the season prior. And a stick tap to the great Terp, who I saw put this out on social media over the weekend. He did the due diligence. So 54 and 47. So I know you guys had the Duck Boat Parade last week, and that's great.
Mm-hmm. We determined that the Devers trade in your absence was the very best thing for this baseball team, by the way.
I just think it was at a time where they had, I mean, talk about one of the most contrived non-nothing burger stories, the Devers not meeting with Will Clark. Total and complete inaccurate report. My God, was that brutal. Anyway, but yes, I would say that the Red Sox at this stage are where they were the two prior seasons. And now Craig Breslow and the front office have a task to do what they failed to do the two prior deadlines. And I think Wiggy and what I heard from you has been spot on, and he's the only consistent one when it comes to Cora, where when the Red Sox go on a winning streak, everybody's talking about Alex Cora, but the last 2 years when they suck between now and October, oh, well, Cora, he was hamstrung. What do you expect from him? You can't have it both ways. Either their wins are a direct result of Cora and the losses are also, or neither are applicable. But it, to me, you have Devers gone. Obviously, it's helped the organization in terms of, you know, getting Massa and the more guys that you're able to get with Roman Anthony DHing at times, all that. The flexibility it provided the team has been obvious. But if they don't reallocate those resources between now and the 31st, then it's going to be another second-half swoon for the Red Sox.
Are you okay with them trading somebody of value that is currently playing on the big league team?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if you're going to bring in salary and mm-hmm. you're getting better, we'll know it when we see it. Don't you guys feel like...
I'm on board with you, Curtis, on that one, because the whole thing where you were gone is, would you be willing to trade Jaron Duran? Because
well, if they do that, who's going to charge into Yoshida when he's trying to catch a baseball?
We can find somebody else to put the Wally head on.
But
that's been the biggest thing since you guys have been gone is like, and, you know, Greg's been on it a little bit of it, well, Duran, chemistry, would you trade him? And this is for a impact dom we're talking about, not just for like, and I had been on, well, you're probably not going to have Duran in the future anyways. Why wouldn't you move on from a guy that could make you much better this year when it comes to your rotation? But no one, you know, everybody's concerned about the, I think it's more of the chemistry thing if Duran goes.
Yeah, I think that has been my concern. Mm-hmm. But I am with Curtis that at some point Alex Cora needs to be held accountable.
That ain't never going to happen. That ain't never going to happen.
Curtis also wasn't here when Baseball Brett called, though, about mm-hmm. Jaron Duran. And it was, you know, if you want something great in return, you're probably going to send Jaron Duran to a team that's in it as well. And they're not going to give you what you deserve in return for Jaron Duran. So Baseball Brett was saying that wait till the offseason. Right.
He was saying the value would be there more. Yeah. I guess, obviously, yes. Yeah. You do need, listen, if you came back and started the season back up again with a sweep, I think maybe you could argue that there's not the need that there was.
Right.
But
Giolito, he got better, but the first inning where he gives up three runs, you're like, oh, wait a second. All right, is he coming back to earth?
Yeah.
And so that's been the biggest question is, we know what Garrett Crochet is. Bayo and Giolito have looked good these, you know, past couple of months, but are they going to stay where they are, or do you go out and get a guy that you know could be a legit number two?
Okay, Curtis, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you back.
Great to be back.
Lead from Courtney coming up, lead from Wiggy coming up, and I unfortunately need a douche move ruling based on what somebody on this show did.
Wow.
Which is somewhat surprising, I got to tell you. So that will be my lead coming up. Courtney back from the home country of that band, and Curtis back as well. Did you go into any of the local pubs while you were in Ireland?
Did you have
a favorite?
I sure did. Over by Adair, the pub night was at Bill Chalk's, which was very, very cool. Had a nice garden outside, but it was like a cool dive bar inside.
Excellent.
There was like three near Adair. We hit all three of them. I can't remember the other two names. Bill Chalk's was my favorite over there. In Dublin, we went to O'Donohue's, which the week before, Mumford and Sons showed up.
Oh, and just showed up and played there?
And played there.
That would have made Chime happy.
It was so,
he loves Mumford. He's a Mumford stan.
Ooh, Mumford rejoin.
Yeah.
Kettle be pissed.
That's talking to a bartender there, and he said the week after, Noah Kahan was just sitting in the corner drinking a beer alone. Like, so cool.
And he wouldn't. Why didn't he get up and play?
They didn't really know it was him till the end.
Oh, okay.
And so that place was cool. Toners was great. Dehenny and Nesbitt was probably my favorite. And then Stag's Head we went to. And Temple Bar, but
I like the Temple Bar area in Dublin. That's a cool area.
Very cool.
Well, we're glad to have both of you back.
Happy to be back.
And we are going to get to, they said it, quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in about a half an hour at 7:20. on the Subaru of New England text line, 781 text, which reads, with regard to match two, since Courtney challenged Scheim while she was overseas, if Courtney wins, Scheim cannot talk Pokemon for a month on the show. And if Scheim wins, Courtney cannot post on Instagram for a month.
Yeah, I won't be taking that one.
How do you feel about that?
Nope, huh? Absolutely not.
How long could you go without posting on Instagram?
I feel like 3 days.
Oh,
try like 3 hours.
No, I go like 3 days.
I don't think I could. I don't think you could go 3 hours, as Scheim said. I think you would be absolutely jonesing for it.
I would be.
Yeah,
you could get 3 hours.
I could get 3 days. I think.
Courtney, you should do an AMA on Instagram of how long you could last.
Yeah. No, if I won, I would want control to be able to go into the drops folder maybe be able to delete like three.
No way. Those are too important.
Or make your own drops.
Right.
Those are too valuable.
Yeah.
All right. Some leads left. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You already brought up what the WNBA players were wearing during the All-Star game, the pay your players t-shirts. And there were a lot of headlines coming out of this weekend when it came to WNBA players. And of course, somebody had to throw shade at one Caitlin Clark. And that was Kelsey Plum, who was talking to media about the shirts. And it was a moment where it really should have united all the players. They were all wearing the shirts. They were all on the same page. It seems like they all want to be paid more. Who wouldn't? And instead of it being a united front, she decided to take it and go a different way.
Okay.
Here's what she had to say.
Well, it was a very powerful moment. We didn't, at least as players, we didn't know that that was going to happen. I think it was kind of like a genuine surprise, but the t-shirt just united front was determined this morning that we had a meeting for. And, you know, not to tattletale, but zero members of Team Clark were very present for that. But no, we were just, we had a very,
that really needed to be mentioned.
I'm trying to make a situation light. Okay. But yeah, no, I think it was just all of us getting on the same page for the game. We wanted to do something that was just united and collective. And I thought that, it was a very powerful moment and got the point across. And, you know, sometimes you don't have to say anything.
Correct. You don't need to say anything. It was a united front. Caitlin Clark was wearing the shirt. Now, I do want to clarify, because the first time I heard it, it kind of made it seem like Team Clark as in like her management or anything. Yeah. It was the team. Like Team Clark was one of the teams in for the All-Star game. But they were reportedly invited 10 minutes before this meeting. Like, this is such a slight for no reason. No. They were wearing the shirts. They all feel the same way. There's no reason to bring that up other than to be like, I effing hate this girl, and I'm going to try to throw shade at her no matter what, any way I can. And then to say, oh, I'm just trying to make things light, that doesn't make it light. What you did was make it darker.
These people are so effing stupid.
Yeah, they don't get
Maybe
it.
If you want to get paid more, don't alienate the millions of people the girl brought to the sport, you dullard.
Right.
God
yeah,
in heaven.
They don't get it.
What you should be saying is thank you.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
It's all jealousy.
That's what it is.
And the fact of the matter is, she makes more money. Eventually, you're going to make more money. There are more eyes on the sport, theoretically. Mm-hmm. That means more money that you're eventually going to make.
Yeah, right? I don't get it.
And Kelsey Plum is a big name for the sport. Like, she does pretty...
I've never heard of her.
Yeah.
Really?
She can walk through
Greg
the stadium.
Greg doesn't know women's basketball.
Well, nobody does.
Right.
That was such a great moment by Gillis and the ESPYs.
Oh,
holy
it was
cow.
It was
people were so butthurt over that entire
get off social media. They're all morons.
It was so dumb.
I know.
Everybody that has a tiny scintilla of humor in their body was laughing their ass off about the Belichick joke. If you missed it, he says hello to his good friend's wife in this crowd, saying she played the WNBA. Everybody cheers.
Four-time All-Star.
They're like, ooh, a WNBA star. Yeah. Oh, look, there she is.
No.
And then she's like, nope, that's my buddy's wife. I told you nobody watches the sport.
But then it was also like the Megan Rapinoe joke, where he's like, you know, she didn't come, thank God, or whatever. Yeah, and he said, oh, you guys are all pretending she's a good time. Yeah.
He's not that funny, Scheim says. I just don't find him that funny.
What is wrong with you?
I've never found him funny.
Chime said he was a hack.
No, I never said that. Right?
What? Yes. Who do you find funny?
Right, are you a big Carrot Top guy?
No. He likes... Literally, I kid you not, he likes George Lopez.
I like George Lopez. Wiki said that.
They both, Curtis, they both love the George Lopez show.
Oh, the George Lopez show was great.
Yeah. That's the funniest thing you've ever
no
said.
No one ever. Huh? More people watch.
Me and Wiki said that.
More people watch the WNBA than watch the George Lopez
show. That's not true at all. Yeah, the George Lopez show was in syndication.
Yes. And it was on for like 8 or 9 seasons. Yeah. I do watch the tire show he has.
It's pretty funny. I mean, Santa watches it while I'm falling asleep, and I giggle.
Yeah. Greg, you could have given me until Friday to name Shime's favorite comedian, and I would not have landed on George Lopez.
I never said George Lopez was my favorite comedian.
So who is?
I don't know. I don't really have one.
Okay. Great. How do you not have a... So who makes you laugh? Who's funny? Who do you see on Netflix or a stand-up show that you're like, oh, that was good?
He likes the guy who cuts the guy who cuts the watermelons up with the chainsaw.
No, Nate Bargatze's pretty funny.
No, not Carrot Top.
Oh, Gallagher.
He's a big Gallagher guy.
No, I'm not. Nate Bargatze's pretty funny.
All right.
I like him.
He's funny. I agree.
Oh, what about Sebastian, your boy? What's his name?
Maniscalco?
No, not funny.
All right, Courtney, good lead.
Thank you.
Lead from Wiggy. What's the topic of your lead?
Topic of my lead is Red Sox.
Okay, all right, Red Sox. Red Sox lead from Wiggy coming, and then my lead, and I hate doing this, but I've been asked to do it, so douche move ruling required based on what somebody on this show did recently, apparently, according to the information that I have received. So we'll get to that coming up next.